says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. And homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out, and you can't make us run. Those wind and moan boys raised on shotguns. We say grace, and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. Came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome to the show, folks. You are tuned in to the Trump Phenomenon here on February 8th, 2017, a Wednesday. Thank you so much for joining us. And with us, Paul Fromm in Canada and George in Maryland. Paul, are you here?
Yes, I am.
Great. Thank you so much. And George?
George is here, James. And
great. We've got the whole crew.
The Senate confirms Jeff Sessions as Attorney General.
Great.
And yeah, that's, as you would say, James, that's kind of the game, set, and match. I'm very pleased.
Yes, it is. And, of course, now who is Jeff Sessions as Attorney General? He is the president's blowtorch.
Is he the last of the nominees to be confirmed?
No, there will be more.
But they didn't they need his vote because it's such a razor thin, you know, the Republican majority is very, very thin.
Now, if he's out,
then that you were on it. They needed his vote for Betsy DeVos yesterday.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Oh, that's interesting. I didn't I didn't make that connection. That's right. When they gain an attorney general, they lose a senator. That's very good.
And when will he be replaced? Do they have to have a by-election, or does the state government appoint?
I'm assuming that the governor of Alabama will appoint a replacement. But that's
it's a Republican governor, right?
Yes, well, we'll see. In fact, callers out there, our call-in number is 800-313-9443, and the collective wisdom of our audience far exceeds that of the three amigos here, 800-313-9443. If you can answer questions that Paul, George, and Kelso seem unable to answer. Very good day. Yes, the confirmation of Jeff Sessions, very, very good. Good news, Donald Trump met with Brian Krzanich, the CEO of Intel, the largest employer, the private employer in the state of Arizona and many other states. And that was a wonderful, I think we'll get some audio from this. But the CEO of Intel said that they are going to spend $7 billion more in Arizona. hire at least 3,000 more people right away. 10,000 additional people will be employed as the support for those 3,000. And they are going to, in their plant number 42, which was had been canned prior to Trump, that plant had been canned. Plant 42 will be building the most powerful, this is in the words of the CEO of Intel, the most powerful chip on the planet.
Wow.
And that's what we want. We want to be in the lead. We do not want to have this very high tech skill transferred lock, stock, and barrel to China so that we find ourselves down the road not even knowing how to build the great stuff that we invented.
Oh, that's good news, James.
I've also got a humorous gem for us tonight. One of the bad guys that we've named repeatedly throughout this entire election process has been William Crystal, Bill yeah. Crystal.
My bud.
Yeah, he is the big dog of the neocons, and I'll tell you what. It's going to bring tears to your eyes, folks, to hear the sad, sorry state of demoralization in which Bill Crystal finds himself right now. He was at a forum at the American Enterprise Institute hosted by Charles Murray, who is an interesting fellow himself, but and not as not the bad guy that Bill Crystal is. But here is let me just play this for you. This is Bill Crystal talking with Charles Murray, and just listen to what's happened to this guy. And he's sitting there with this big paunch. He's way out of shape, and he looks as bad as he sounds. Here he comes.
You got to walk away from it. Immigration is more complicated, but for whatever it's worth, I've sort of become... Look, to be totally honest, if things are so bad, as you say, with the white working class, don't you want to get new Americans in who aren't going to be? I'm serious. You can make a case that this is going on too long and this is too crazy, probably. And I hope this thing isn't being, like, you know, videotaped or ever shown anywhere. Whatever tiny, pathetic future I have is going to be totally collapsed. You can make a case that America has been great because every I think John Adams said this at the beginning, right? Basically, if you're in a free society, a capitalist society, after 2, 3, 4 generations of hard work, everyone becomes kind of decadent, lazy, spoiled, whatever. And then luckily, you have these waves of people coming in from Italy and Ireland and Russia and now Mexico who really want to work hard and really want to succeed and really want their kids to live better lives than them and aren't sort of clipping coupons or hoping that they can hang on. And meanwhile, you know, grew up as spoiled kids and so forth. So in that respect, I don't know why this moment is that different from the early 20th century or the mid-19th century.
Somebody else a chance to ask a question at this point.
Don't you want to rebut me briefly, though? You want to say,
no.
Okay, next. That's enough. I'll be quiet now. Let's ask Charles.
Now, what we heard, folks, there, he was hoping that nobody was videotaping that. He called all of us white folks lazy.
Yeah. And, what insolence. What absolute insolence. What they're doing is they're looking for cheap labor. Bottom line, cheap labor. And you know, if you don't want to work for a buck below the minimum wage, work a 60-hour week, well, you're just a big fat-assed white American. You know, that insolence from this Zionist, this, you know, a former Trotskyist, and this is the guru that so many conservatives have followed for 30 years. Boy, have they, maybe even we, been misled. You know, his true colors. And arrogance are showing through. You know, the people in the Rust Belt didn't choose to be unemployed. They're not sitting around stuffing themselves on potato chips and beer because they're unwilling to work like all those hardworking.
No, we're clipping coupons.
Are you clipping coupons, James?
Yes, that's what I do all day. I clip coupons. And you know, so this guy, this clown, has no idea what he this neocon insulting all good white working folks. And the thing that underscores the arrogance you're talking about, Paul, is the fact that he as outrageous as everything is that he said, he thought it was funny. He's laughing and giggling through this, and then says, "I hope this isn't being videotaped, because whatever shred of a career I have left will be gone."
Good. So I would disagree with you on only one thing there, Jamie, and that's he's not a clown. This fellow has been a top-ranked Zionist conspirator, boring away like a beetle in the guts of the conservative movement, and in many ways the neocons destroyed the American conservative movement. And that's why I think you and I and people like Sam Dixon no longer really call ourselves conservatives. You know, I'm a populist. As Sam Dixon has said, I'm not a conservative. Why would I want to conserve this broken, corrupt, anti-white political order? I don't want to conserve that. I want to get rid of it.
Yes. Now, this was all going on. What you heard William Crystal saying today at the American Enterprise Institute, and AEI was terrible in this election. They were among the never Trumpers, and that's going on just north of the White House, just a couple blocks away at the AEI headquarters, from Donald Trump meeting with the Intel CEO, bringing in $7 billion to Arizona. And where Donald Trump is tweeting out, we'll go through his tweets here real quickly. His most recent tweet 1 hour ago. Let me just hit my refresh button here to make sure it's only an hour ago. Yes, 1 hour ago, Donald Trump tweeted to 24.3 million of us followers on his account, "Congratulations to our new Attorney General, Senator Sessions." And then here's a great one. I want to cover this tonight. 4 hours ago, our president tweeted, "Trump administration seen as more truthful than news media." And then he gives the link to an Emerson poll. I'll go to that. And they did, in fact, do a large poll in which they found the American public finds Donald Trump to be more truthful than the media. And among Republicans, 91% think that. Yeah, so that's a very interesting poll. And I'm going to back that up with another poll showing that Donald Trump has caught the wave of the future. This is a poll. In his tweet of 4 hours ago, Donald Trump says, "Majority in leading EU nations support Trump-style travel ban. Poll of more than 10,000 people in 10 countries." I have that poll right here in my hand. So we'll go to that. And
you know, the question comes there. I've been following this on CNN. That's like really drinking brain poison. But the issue of religious discrimination keeps coming up. And you know, I think the common sense.
Yes.
The common sense being shown by these folks in the EU, is really refreshing. Why should we have to sort them out? There may be, quote, good Muslims who don't follow their faith and believe in jihad, and there are obviously some who are not good people at all. Why should we have to sort them out? They don't have any right to come to the United States. End of story.
Yes. Yes, and let me thrill you, Paul and George, with this poll. More than 10,000 people were polled. This is a big poll. Imagine it. More than 10,000. And here are the results. Let me see what the polling agency. It's the Chatham House Europe Program surveyed 18 and older in Austria, Belgium, France, Germany, Greece, Hungary, Italy, Poland, Spain, and the UK. Fieldwork carried on out between December 12, 2016 and January 11, 2017. Total number of respondents, 10,195, approximately 1,000 per country. Now, get this, folks. The question is, should all further migration from mainly Muslim countries be stopped? Okay, or this statement is it should be stopped. Agree, disagree, or neither agree nor disagree. Get this. Let's go to the agrees first. Poland, 71% agree. Hungary, 66% agree. The UK, 48% agree. Austria, 66% agree. Cut off the Muslims. Italy, 51% agree. France, 61% agree. Spain, 41% agree. Greece, 58% agree. Germany, 54% agree. Belgium, 65% agree. And total all over the EU, 56% agree. But it gets better. The actual disagrees, tiny. In Poland, 9% disagree with that. In Hungary, 12%. In the UK, only 23% disagree. In Austria, only 18% disagree. In Italy, 22%. I'm reading this off of bar graphs, so it's maybe 1 or 2 percentage points off. France, 16% disagree. Greece, 20% disagree. Germany, 19% disagree. Belgium, only 15% disagree. And the total for all of Europe, only 20% disagree that the Muslims should simply be stopped. Agreeing are 55%. And let's forget about the people that can't make up their mind. So it's 55 to 20. The agree versus disagree. And that's in the poll itself. That's agreement with a Trump-style ban all over Europe.
And yet you wouldn't know that from the European media. I think we mentioned this yesterday, that the Speaker of the British House of Commons has said that Donald Trump should be banned. He should be not allowed to address a joint session of the House of Commons and the House of Lords when he goes to Britain on an official visit. Even our squishy Globe and Mail had an editorial today denouncing him, saying the Speaker is supposed to be neutral. In fact, in the British system, once you become Speaker, in the next election, you don't even run as a member of a party, and the convention is no other party runs against you. And so you basically get a claim. And they emphasize neutrality to that extent. Well, he's supposed to be neutral. Instead, he's making foreign policy and ranting and raving about Trump being a racist and a sexist. But these are the voices you hear. So in complete contrast to the man in the street, who would appear to strongly back Donald Trump.
And more strong backing for Trump and the revolution that's going on worldwide. More good news today from London. And this is reported in the Telegraph. Brexit vote. Theresa May, Prime Minister, wins House of Commons approval to trigger Article 50 as Labour's Clive Lewis resigns. And here's the story. Remainers, that is Remain in the EU, had hoped it would be the night when they finally made a dent in Theresa May's Brexit plans as they put forward a bewildering array of new clauses and amendments to the Article 50 bill. The Article 50, folks, is the clause in Britain's entrance into the EU, which allows them to exit. 9 proposals in all, ranging from the rights of EU migrants to the opinions of the Gibraltar government, were put to the vote. And one by one, all 9 proposals were thrown out by the members of Parliament. It was a flawless night for Theresa May as the EU bill was passed by 494 to 122. Come right back to that after this.
All things stress free.
Yeah.
We We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
So we're back, folks, and let me continue with this wonderful news. We go right back to it here. It was a flawless night for Theresa May, and let's put it this way: it was a flawless night for Nigel Farage, who was really the author of this, not Theresa May, as the EU notification of withdrawal bill was passed by 494 votes to 122 in its original unamended form. Oh, my gosh, folks. This means Britain's out of the EU. Now, here's the rest of the story on the Telegraph. Eurosceptic MPs could barely contain their excitement, with one minister saying, as he went to vote, "I am about to have the best moment of my life since my wedding night." now get how bad the left is coming unglued here, Paul. Disgruntled SNP MPs.
That's the left-wing Scottish Nationalist Party.
Yes, showed their defiance by singing Beethoven's Ode to Joy.
That's the anthem of the European Common the European Union.
Yes, that's the next phrase in the article. And yes,
this is the big laugh. They're the Scottish National Party. You would think they would want to be free of entangling international institutions, but no, they want to be their nationalism is just basically that they don't like English people. that they're not really proud of their own traditions. They're quite happy to be ruled by from Brussels. They just don't want to be ruled from London. Phonies. Yes. Phonies, as they come.
Yes. Let's see. Let me go down here a little further. It's all good here, folks. I'll go through these various amendments, all of which failed, so it's all moot. Let's go down here a little further. Let's see here. Well, they're all just saying it's now we have to get on with it. That's it. Theresa May has permission to begin formal Brexit negotiations with the EU. It was never really in any doubt, but the government will be pleased with such a large majority and no amendments to the bill. And so there you have it there. That's just tremendous news, folks. And if you recall Donald Trump speaking on the green there at his course at Turnberry in Scotland, on the west coast there of Scotland, in Ayrshire, he had said, he spoke as to how much he hoped the British people would, in fact, vote yes on Brexit, or vote leave on Brexit, which they did the next day. It's just such a wonderful parallel between the two events. And let me go back to that vote again, which is amazing. What was it, 494 to 122? This is just a spectacular success. Yes, 494, let me write that down, to 122. And this will now be followed, folks, by exit votes from places like France, Italy, Austria, Hungary, and then it's curtains for the EU, it's curtains for globalism, it's curtains for the one-worlders. This is their master project coming unraveled. Paul, a comment from you?
Oh, I'm not quite so sure I would say it's curtains for them, but it's certainly it's certainly a big step. Yeah, I agree. We've got a lot, but this is a huge, huge defeat. And, 8 months ago, all the smart money in Britain was saying no, they were going to lose, that they would not exit, they'd remain in the European Union. And, look how far they've come, just like in the United States. Look what's happened with Donald Trump.
It's just beautiful, folks. And let's return to one of our stories. Oh, let me say, you can call in at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And let me just check the call board. Okay. There are some lines open, so get a call in at 800-313-9443 on any of the things we're talking about. Got a little break here, and we'll be back. Stay tuned.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, "I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you." Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. fight.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We're back, folks. Thanks for tuning in. Something we covered on a previous show was the meeting with Donald Trump yesterday, actually, with the National Sheriff's Association. And I just want to read you a little of the wonderful stuff that came out of that meeting. The transcript is now available. Here's the kind of conversation that went on between Donald Trump and the National Sheriff's Association. Now, folks, this is not just like anybody. This is not like, you know, the local Association of Orthopedic Surgeons or something. This is your sheriff, 3,100 of them in the country. They are very important people, the only elected law enforcement officers anywhere. And here's the way it went with these sheriffs. Donald Trump was, you know, here's the kind of conversation that went on between the president and your sheriffs. He says, here's Sheriff Page from Rockingham County, North Carolina. He says, I just want to say that we appreciate you being where you're at. The first responsibility of government is protecting its people. And we are elected by the people, and you're elected by the people. We got that. When you say there's a new sheriff in town, he says to President Trump, we relate to that. You're about the rule of law. We haven't seen that in many years, and we appreciate that. And I want to tell you something. When General Kelly was speaking yesterday for the sheriffs, he was telling us about, I saw something that I haven't seen before. He went to the border. He looked at the assets, and he asked the law enforcement down there, what's going on and what can we do to help fix the situation down here? So you, he said to President Trump, you've got a good team. You're putting together a good team. You've got the support of sheriffs from across the country, and we appreciate what you're doing. The president says, he gives a funny story after that. And then he says, here's Sheriff Mahoney from Dane County, Madison, Wisconsin. He says, good morning, Mr. President. He's the next sheriff to speak. I want to thank you for inviting our nation's sheriffs into the White House. You know, as the only elected law enforcement leaders in our community, we are the most engaged in our community's issues and concerns. And I think it's important. I think there's a strong message when the President of the United States invites our nation's sheriffs in to talk about those issues that are of importance in our community. Now, get this. Here's what Donald Trump says after that. He says, has this ever happened before with the sheriffs? What do you think, folks? And the sheriff answered, no, sir. Another sheriff says, no, sir. The president says, it never happened? Another sheriff says, never.
No wonder things are so messed up on the border.
Yeah. And then the president gives some more great stuff from the president. And he says, let me get down to another sheriff here. This is just so beautiful. He says, these sheriffs are just, they're just bubbling over with enthusiasm. And, I could just read these for quite a while here. Anyway, that was with the meeting with the National Sheriffs Association yesterday. So that went beautifully. Let's open up the lines to callers here. Let's start with Tom in Florida. Tom, you're on the air.
Good evening, James, George, and Paul. How y'all doing? I got some news. That was great news at Sessions, and Price got confirmed today. That was beautiful. It should have been a little higher, but we'll take that. We were in there, and that's wonderful news, James. But what I really want to talk about is, James, did you hear about this guy, guy named D. Leon in California?
No.
Well, James, let me explain it. He's a state senator in California. He wants a sanctuary state. He said half his family's illegally in the country. And I called Congressman Duncan Hunter's office, and I want them to investigate this guy because he's aiding and abetting family members are in that state illegally. What is going on with that? This guy is a state senator in the state of California. He's got an illegal family in the state of California, James. It's a madhouse. And I heard McCarthy already knew about it. Congressman McCarthy knows about this, and he's very perturbed about that.
The battle lines are really, really getting very sharp and very clear. And it's really nice to see that the sheriffs, I'll just tie the sheriffs thing to what you're saying, when it gets down to enforcement, we're going to have some tough laws coming up and some tough executive orders. And when it comes to the enforcement of those, who actually has the police power in all 3,000 some 100 counties in America? It's the sheriff. And so,
yes, you're right, Dave. Ought to go after Soros. Jeff Sessions should go after Soros. The guy is trying to start all kinds of problems in this country. We all know that. But when you got a state senator in California saying half my family's here illegally and we're going to break away from the United States, we're going to be actually basically belong to Mexico. That's exactly what this is all about here.
Yes, and let me tie this to something else we talked about. The Supreme Court decision written brilliantly by Antonin Scalia in Prince, P-R-I-N-T-Z, versus the U.S., which was also MAC. The second title is MAC versus the U.S. And in that decision, Scalia made the still standing case law Supreme Court decision that the sheriffs of America are sovereign and independent of the federal government. Now, what was so important about that meeting with the National Sheriff's Association, which we just learned just a few seconds ago, has never happened before, is that Donald Trump is going to follow Antonin Scalia's decision, because, of course, he would write the same decision himself. But he doesn't have to give orders to the sheriffs. The sheriffs are already on board with Donald Trump. So when the law is set in Washington, these 3,100 sheriffs are going to enforce law in America without being ordered to.
That's a beautiful thing. James, yeah. That's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. But, James, I got to say this. This guy was on Fox News, this guy, De Leon, the senator from California, admitting that there's close to 3 million illegals in that state of California. He's on air telling the guy that there's 3 million illegals or more in that state of California.
Yeah, I think there's 3 million in Los Angeles County. So, yeah, very good, very good. You know, it's wow. You know, I mean, you really see the two armies, the two enemy camps lining up. It's going to be one heck of a fight. Yeah, it's going to be something. Well, Tom, thank you very much for that.
You too. God bless you all. Have a great night.
A great story. The headline is, lawmaker pleads for sanctuary states because half of my family could be deported.
Yeah, I love it. That's great.
This guy has got, hey, Mr. De Leon, why don't you resign tomorrow morning?
Wow. And let me just see here. I'm looking at some more of these sheriffs. He says,
sheriffs are doing a good thing. Hey, allow me a second here, James. We rain checked Mr. William twice this week. So, William, you're out there. Please call. We'll put you at the top of the line.
Here's another sheriff who says, Mr. President, we've been invited to the White House before. We've sat at this table with the former administration. This is totally different. Not once did the president go around the room and ask the sheriffs what were the issues that were important to us in our parts of the country, but rather it was an outgoing message, in other words, orders, about gun control, about other things. You asked us what is important to us. And he says, you hit it right off the bat. The border. Immigration, vetting, we appreciate that. That has not happened before. We've never had a president sit down and listen to what it is that we are facing, representing our constituents and public safety across this country. And that's why we appreciate it. That's why we're here today. And some of these people that we're talking were former presidents of the National Sheriff's Association, sitting right there at the head table with Donald Trump. So this is like the support that he's gotten from the Border Patrol Union, from the ICE Union, and from police all across the country. Police departments in every town he goes to, they all want him to come by their station and visit the police department. This is absolutely wonderful. Then the support he's gotten from the military, overwhelming support from the military. This is really, really great stuff. And the really leaves Donald Trump in a strong position here as we square off against our enemies. Let me pick up another story here. This is a nice one. You know, we had the rioting. We talk about how this is shaping up here, and one of the things the left is doing is rioting. I was unaware of this. Do you know, folks, it's illegal to riot in the District of Columbia? Hey. It's really illegal. And I'm looking at the law right now. A riot in the District of Columbia is a public disturbance involving an assemblage of five or more persons which by tumultuous and violent conduct create a threat of grave danger of damage or injury to property or persons. Whoever willfully engages in a riot in the District of Columbia shall be punished by imprisonment for not more than 100 days or a fine of not more than, and there's an amount, I think it's about $2,000. Whoever willfully incites or urges other persons to engage in a riot shall be punished by imprisonment for not more than 100 days, and then there's a fine. But there's a clause in this that, now get this, if, here's the one I like, if in the course and as a result of a riot, a person suffers bodily harm or there is property damage in excess of $5,000, here's where it gets sweet, every person who willfully incited or urged others to engage in that riot shall be punished by imprisonment for not more than 10 years. And I think the fine is like $50,000. So all these people, and it includes now, here's more good news, six newsmen have been charged as rioters in D.C. because of the riot that they were staging around the Trump inauguration. So we're looking at six newsmen, and people were hurt. There was more than $5,000 worth of damage. So these six newsmen face a potential 10 years in prison and big fines. And there are about more than 200 others also arrested. So I like this with Jeff Sessions now confirmed. Jeff Sessions will be in charge of that prosecution, as will the District of Columbia district attorney. And we can look for other, you know, as these commie rats mobilize around the country, we'll look for more laws like this to kick in and see some nice imprisonments. Let's get to...
Let's hope Jeff Sessions is on the ball on that one.
Oh, yeah. Sessions is a law and order man. He is definitely a law and order man. Let's go to CH in Los Angeles. CH, are you with us?
Yes. Yes, good evening, you all. I'm a first-time caller, and that's CH from L.A., Lower Alabama here. And I wanted to call in specifically, very quickly get to a point. I apologize for not having my ducks exactly in a row, but this is... in relation to the sheriff's issue you were speaking about tonight. First of all, I took my son to Mobile for President Trump's third appearance. Sort of anticlimactic. He had already done it all with Senator Sessions there and Kellyanne, whom in my opinion, or Kelly, whom I think could be the first great woman president if we ever have one. That being said, I'm calling about a Sheriff Richard Mack, M-A-C-K. Famous to some already for winning a Supreme Court decision about handguns in due to relation to the Brady Bill. And yes. He has an organization in particular to bring the sheriffs up to constitutional measure in every county. And you can search his name and find out the details about it, the name of his organization, Sheriff Richard Mack, M-A-C-K. And I think he was there and trying to get President Trump onto this, and I don't know if he was successful or not.
But well, CH, you are on the ball, sir. I met Richard Mack here in North Dakota, and yes, you're correct. He is trying to get his message across. Let me tell you, his book and his I've got them here on the shelf behind me. They have gone to every sheriff, and he has wide, rapidly growing support among America's sheriffs. He was the sheriff of Graham County, Arizona, and they did, in fact, he was the man who launched a lawsuit defying the BATF when they were trying to subordinate the county sheriffs to the BATF over the Brady Bill. They were telling the sheriffs, you are our gophers. And you go round up the people, and you go register the people, and you tell us, we'll call you, you tell us, give us a list of all the people in your county with guns and so on, et cetera. And then we'll tell you what to do with those people. And Richard Mack said, he went home, talked to his wife, he said, honey, this is unconstitutional, I ain't going to do this. And they launched a lawsuit against the BATF. They won in the Supreme Court. You're all over it, CH.
Yes, sir. Let me quickly say, and let somebody else on, I go back in rock music. John Statmiller and I have a history. I'll be donating some tomorrow night. Please, you all, help John with this effort. And I took my homeschooled, straight-A 17-year-old to to Mobile for that third appearance. And I'm going to tell you something. I go back in rock music, and Mr. Trump walked out there. This guy is a rock star. End of story.
Well, you know what those... Yeah, well, thank you. Stay with us, CH. At those Alabama meetings, they were playing Sweet Home Alabama frequently on the PA system. And are you anywhere near Silver Hill, Alabama, where you are?
I'm 20 minutes from Silver Hill. We're real gun-friendly over here. And you hear somebody sighting their gun every other day at my house. It's the sound of freedom, and I just love it.
Well, there's a newspaper that comes out of Silver Hill called The First Freedom. I don't know if you're familiar with it. Oh, there you go.
We'll put the fellow on the phone, have the copies, and some older copies, and I'm glad to hear you say he's still going at it, evidently.
Olaf Childress. And if Olaf, if you're listening, greetings, friend. We got a break coming up. CH, I hope you call again soon. So long.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me, any man can be a fool. A man is hard to be, any man can be a fool. A man is hard to be. I went to life.
We're back, folks.
My ways were fast.
And I really enjoyed that call from CH in Lower Alabama. right there in the Gulf. And CH, if you're still listening, I assume he's off the line. If you're still listening, CH, I so hope that you will call in again. I could tell from just a little bit of time we gave you there, you are very well informed, and we sure could use you as a listener and a caller to this show. So, CH, please do call in again soon. The CH made reference to Richard Mack's organization, which is the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, CSPOA, and their website is cspoa.org. And the one of the books that you can get there is entitled County Sheriff, America's Last Hope, by Richard Mack. I've got my autograph copy right here in front of me. And the so that's we'll keep you up to date on Richard Mack and the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. Let's go now to Ken in Fort Worth, Texas. Ken, you're on the air.
Oh.
Ken, come in.
Yeah, I'm right here. I'm losing track of the guy's name that caused all the trouble. What's his name?
Bill Kristol?
No. The guy from that was in Germany. What was his name? He's got big money paying for all this stuff.
Oh, George Soros.
George Soros.
Soros, yeah. Why don't they call him in the House and Senate and investigate him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, Joe McCarthy says, I can investigate anybody. Well, why don't Ted Cruz do it? I told Ted Cruz to take Joe McCarthy pills. Why don't he call him in and quiz him out there? I can't figure out why they don't.
Yeah, I love that. Joe McCarthy pills. I love that.
Right.
Yeah, George Soros, I mean, he must be so dirty. If now, we'll let Jeff Sessions do that. Jeff Sessions will turn him inside out, I'm sure.
But that's the Senate and the House's job.
Yes. Yes. But he must, George Soros must have so much dirty laundry, and he must have done so many nefarious things that are illegal.
Exposing on TV, you know, and McCarthy says, I can investigate anybody. Well, then, you know, let's get to it.
Yeah. Well, I'm with you on that, Ken, so I look forward to that. It's going to happen, no question. And what else is on your mind tonight?
I think that's about it. I'll talk to you guys later. Thank you.
That's a great call, Mr. Ken. We love hearing about Joe McCarthy.
I like Joe McCarthy pills. That's good. Go over here to the another news story. We take a break here.
Hey, James,
we're going to take more than a break. We're going to take a break till tomorrow, folks. We'll see you again. I hope CH calls in again tomorrow night here on the Trump Phenomenon. Where we'll be here and hope you will too. See you then.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are
are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.